to me enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us
Welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And we have another return because there's so much to talk about. Returning guest, Dylan McKay. What is going on?
How's it going?
I'm so excited that I came back. I mean, so much to talk about, I feel like, which is great. So
yeah, I hope my memory holds up. I don't have a very great one. Hopefully I remember half the things we're going to
talk about. No, we're good. We're going to talk about like all the updated stuff that's been going on, you know, since the last interview. So, but guys, if you're new here to the On the Rope series, I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, wrestlers, all that fun stuff. So if you guys got questions, I'm sure Dylan will be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So and please make sure you hit that like button and hit the share button and all that fun stuff. And the audio listeners, if you guys listen to this later, thanks so much. I love ya. So, yeah. So, you know, obviously everybody knows you're one of my favorites. So we had to bring you back because, like I said, so much has happened. It's been a year. So last that we talked, you were just working pretty much like H2O and you've been all over the place. So tell us a little bit of the difference of like a year has done for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That year was quite the year. yeah, that, my memory is definitely gonna not hold up. Yeah. But I did have quite a meteoric, come up there for a minute, for a little bit. I went, straight from H2O and just like skyrocketed right into a GCW scramble. And then everything from there, just like after that GCW scramble, everything changed. It was all these companies wanting to use me, and I pick and chose a couple, and now I'm still just working for those ones to this day. And then JCW came around, which is super cool. I love JCW.
Yes.
I think we've been on every single JCW show so far. Like a.
Yeah.
And yeah, even a couple more GCW opportunities after that. I wrestled in front of the biggest crowd I ever wrestled in front of at TOS. I think there was like 800 people there in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So yeah, it's just like all within a couple. I haven't been wrestling for very long. Probably I can't tell you an exact number, but yeah. I'd say like 3 years or something.
Yeah. So crazy. So let me ask you this. What's the difference of like working in front of like a crowd of maybe like smaller, you know, sometimes like, you know, it could be like 50 people. And then, like you said, you work in a crowd, maybe like 800 people. Is that nerve wracking?
Yeah, it was wrestling in front of 5 people was nerve wracking. It's just like something about, you know, just having to walk out through the curtain to like music. And there's a sense of importance there, you know. And so, yeah, even walking in front of an undiscovered crowd. But yeah. 800 people, that TOS, that was a different vibe. That was hard to capture how nervous I was for that.
no room for mistake there, pretty much, you know?
No, yeah. And you're going to go do some psycho stuff out in front of those people, too. So that also weighs on your head as well.
It really does. Like, you know, it's so great because, like, you know, a lot of you guys from H2O, like, I started, you know, watching you there and watch you guys branch out the way that you guys are. And to watch the fans get behind you gets me like so excited too. So I like a lot of people, like, they'll do the meet and greets, you know, at some of the shows, whether it's JCW, GCW, and then I'll know people that are like, that's my dude. I'm like, yeah, I was like, I've been supporting them for a lot longer than you knew that they existed. Like,
yeah, there's, sport's been real. There's people who only know me from JCW and stuff, mm-hmm. and that's just crazy to think, because H2O was the place, you know, it's where I learned everything.
Yeah. So special place in our hearts over there. But let's talk JCW, because you brought that up, which is great. One of my favorite promotions I love to go to. I try to get to every JCW show that I can, you know. So let's talk about opening day. Huge, you know, huge. I was so excited to see you guys. You guys worked Young, Dumb, and Broke, you know, so I was really looking forward to that. You know, even going through my phone, going through like clips that I have for, never mind the fact that all this stuff's on YouTube, which is great. If you're not watching JCW, you should be watching JCW.
Yeah, literally free on YouTube.
Yeah, you can't go wrong here. And it's a great way to learn about people that didn't know existed. So again, like, obviously, I know you guys, I've been supporting you guys. You and Marcus Matters teamed up, Young, Dumb, and Broke. Give us a little bit of insight with that.
Yeah, that was kind of the beginning of it all. That first JCW show meant a lot. That was as important as GCW and stuff was, like, as mind-boggling as that opportunity was, JCW felt like an opportunity to make it like a second place, you know, like H2O is a place where we regularly go, mm-hmm. and JCW was our second opportunity to do that. But that first tag match with Young Dumb, we worked Young Dumb and Broke like 1,000 times after that too. Mm-hmm. I've probably been in the ring with those guys like double digits, maybe even 20 times. I love them. I think they're awesome. I think they're talented. And that first match, I can't remember exactly. I'm like getting bits and pieces in my head.
Yeah.
But I just remember we were like the first match on the card of the first JCW show ever. So it was like big opportunity. And I'm sure we got brought back. So I'm sure that we impressed that night. I'd like to hope so, at least.
Yeah. So that was such a fun.
That may have been one of the first times that me and Mark even tagged either, because we weren't even tagging at H2O. Mm-hmm. I think that might have been a JCW thing, mm-hmm. that kind of introduced us as a tag team.
Yeah. And that's actually like pushed you guys over to like other promotions tagging together too.
Yeah, we carried that torch for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We tagged everywhere for a little bit.
Yeah. You know, so we'll go back to like you and Mark tagging or whatever, but I also want to bring this up. I mean, obviously, most recently, you got to work Alec Price, so you guys can watch that if you didn't watch it. I had to come, you know, I was like, this is a match that I've been dying to see between the both of yous, which was supposed to happen at NFW. So I was sad. And I remember that every time opponent was going for you at NFW, something happened and had to pull off and you're like, damn, nobody wants to face me. But you know, like, again, I was like, once this was announced, I was like, I have to come. I was like, I have to come to AC. This has been dream match for me. I love Alec Price. He's tearing it up everywhere.
Alex going crazy right now.
Alex
for sure.
Is nuts. Like, and if you guys are not aware of Alec, you should be aware. You can check out my interview with him on the Other Rope series too. Love him so much. Let's talk about that. Like, is that a little bit of pressure on you too? Like, here it is, the Limitless champion, you know, and he's all over the place. Like,
I mean, wow. I wanted this match. Like, I knew who. I found out about Alec Price like a super long time ago. This was a match that even before it was announced at NFW, mm-hmm. I wanted to wrestle him at Sean's promotion. I knew for a long time that I wanted to wrestle him.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue, he went to GCW and he just blew up. And then it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Now it was like, before it was like, I want to have a cool match with this cool guy that I think is cool. Now it's like, I have to have a great match with this guy because everybody knows how amazing he is.
Right.
I liked the. I felt like it was an opportunity for me now, you know, that I got to wrestle him. And I think it was great. I had a lot of fun. He's a great dude. Yeah. I love Alec.
He's great. Like,
he understands wrestling very well. It was a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Such a great match. Definitely go check out that match. Again, free on YouTube.
I'm a big fan of that match.
Free on YouTube. Can't talk free, about yeah. that, you know? So
watch it right now.
Seriously. But again, like, you know, like I'm breaking down like a whole bunch of matches that you had because, you know, a lot of these names are so great. And you, like, again, watching you grow, working different styles, you know, Razor Wing is another name that we're going to bring up at Causing Havoc at H2O again. Watch this on IWTV. Fast pace. That's what I like. I love these fast paced matches, you know. I think you gave a little run for his money there, you know. So tell us about that.
Yeah, working with Razor Wing was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It was a matchup that, like, it was a little bit difficult to get around. But once I, like, got to talking and everything, once we got out there, it was very natural. I think we vibed very well.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that match a lot. I enjoyed the story that we told. It was a great match. I look forward to wrestling Razor Wing again. I hope that we wrestle very soon.
It was nice to, like, bring in some other names. You know, I like looking for that. I mean, obviously, you guys all have a great chemistry, everybody that's worked in H2O. And it was nice to see Razor Wing there, like, Dropkick Depression, you know, like, you see it, like, all over the place. So this was a fun, you know, change of pace to see.
I hope he becomes an H2O regular because I could see him having a lot of very high-level matches with some of the students at H2O and even some of the regulars of the H2O roster. It'd be interesting.
Definitely.
For sure.
I see some love into this chat. Captain Dave, what's going on? Johnny's
Dave.
Johnny's in the chat. He goes, hey, Dale, what is your favorite tag team match with Marcus Matters?
Oof. That is a good one. Wow. Can I even remember all of our tag matches? Let me think about that one for a second. My favorite tag match. I'd say there's two that come to mind. One that had a very, very strong sense of importance for me, and I know that Mark had the same feeling as well, was when we wrestled Dante Leon and Ninja Mac at JCW. Because this was that time where Ninja Mac was, like, really popping up. Well, he still is. I mean, not to say that he isn't. But he started to really, you know, skyrocket. Dante the same way. That was just a really important match, and I think that we killed it.
Yeah.
I love that match. And another match that I love is add Steve Sanders in, and you have when me, Mark, and Steve wrestled Ellis, Charlie, and Griffin, another Young, Dumb, and Broke match. Mm-hmm. I like that one a lot, too. Those are probably two of my favorites.
There you go.
Oh, another one. I mean, even all the JCW matches. When we wrestled Frightmare and Hollow Wicket,
yes.
I love that match so much. That might... They're all so good. They're all very good matches.
I mean, me, it comes to mind, is you and Marcus, you went to California, which this was one of my questions.
Oh,
and then
how did I forget that one?
And then I will get to the question in the chat after, but we're going to bring this up because I was going to bring this up later into the interview. It was you and Marcus versus Nick Wayne and Jack Cartwheel. And I remember having a conversation with Nick Wayne after, you know, the match, and I was like, this match was... phenomenal at Violence and Suffering. Again, very fast paced, very flippy. I'm all into it. You guys opened it, and you guys pretty much relaxed to come back to California too, right? Like,
oh yeah, I hope that we can sometime too, for sure.
Definitely. So
yeah,
so
I can't believe I forgot about that one.
See,
that one, very high level. I'm gonna forget a lot of things, so I'm glad that you have a better.
Can't say that I don't know, like, you guys, because I do follow your journey. If I'm not physically in the building, I do support from home big time, so I do watch it, whether it's live or I watch it after the fact. TJ Epix is in the chat, and he says Sheets or Wawa. So, Dill, you better be very careful how you answer this question, because it could break you off this podcast.
I don't have enough experience with Sheets to really like give I've only got Sheets like once or twice when I went to Indianapolis for the collective. Mm-hmm. And I will say, this is the only thing I'll say, is I mean, I love Wawa, like I get Wawa all the time. The one thing that I did get from Sheets, I only ordered like one sandwich from there. I can't even remember what it was, but I just remember that I didn't like it very much.
The one thing
that I ordered from there, I wasn't a big fan of, but I'm sure. I'm not going to judge them because of that. I'm sure
no,
if I
total judge.
Know, really delved in, I would love it.
Sorry, TJ. That's why he's my favorite. I gotta rub it in just a little bit. So
you're a Wawa. You're a Wawa supporter.
I'm a Wawa supporter. So TJ is a Sheet supporter. So
I eat Wawa every day, whether I like it or not. It's just like See? It's just a part of life at this point.
He goes, "Boo, sorry." I love it. I love it so much. All right, let's talk about. I want to talk about this because this was a huge opportunity. I was so excited for you with the Masked Wrestler.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Masked Wrestler.
Let's talk about this. So even Matt being a judge on it, and he was like, "I know my kids. I know the Shooting Star Press." You know. So walk us through this experience. How was that wrestling in a mask? Like. Crazy.
It's crazy that there was talks about me starting out in a mask when I was like just coming up in H2O2. But thankfully I didn't. Mask is those guys who wrestle in masks have it hard. It was tough to breathe in there. But it was definitely an interesting feeling. You know, I don't know, wrestling in a mask. Yeah, it was just hard. Yeah. I'd say it's just harder.
Yeah, blew you up pretty much, right?
Right, yeah, wrestling on hard mode for sure with the mask on.
That's so cool. Like, to be asked and to watch, and I know, like, a lot of people were, you know, very into this Masked Wrestler, the first season, something different that we never really saw at IWTV. And to try to guess, you know, who it is in the ring, you know? So it's hard.
I love the Masked Wrestler. Mm-hmm. Like, even so, as somebody who wrestles, I probably should watch a lot more wrestling. Mm-hmm. I did watch the entirety of the Masked Wrestler the first season. Mm-hmm. Just because I love the idea. The concept is so cool. Masked Singer, but with wrestling, it was super, it intrigued me a lot. And like, even the first season had some crazy cool, like when I saw Tony Deppen got revealed, and I think KTB was on there too. Mm-hmm. I believe those two were on the first season.
Yeah,
it was like, it was super cool to see a name that you recognize. So I'm glad that I got to be a part of that. And hopefully some people, when I got revealed, were like, "Wow, somebody I know got revealed."
Yeah. Was it hard, like, to watch, like, some, even like the first season, but like, did you guess, like, anybody? Did you know, or you were like stumped like a lot of us?
That's the one thing about it is like the guessing aspect of it. I feel like I was a pretty easy guess. Mm-hmm. After all the big moves came out. But that first season, like, I don't know. There was no chance I was guessing anyone.
Right, right.
It's definitely a hard job to guess. So if you do that, like, if anybody on Twitter, I didn't pay attention, but if anybody on Twitter, like, guessed some of the really hard ones, they guessed the people who were being really low key about it, then I'm impressed.
Yeah, definitely. It's always something that, like, usually, like, gives off. And again, if you're like massive supporter of somebody, and then you could just like catch like the glimpse again. Obviously, I know a lot of your guys' move set, I could see it. And then I noticed, and I know I had talked about this on Twitter when I went up to Wrestling Open with Reed and Austin, that I was like, damn, they changed their move set. I was like, they're doing things that I'd never seen them do before. Not saying that they couldn't do it, but I was like, I know the move set inside and out. You know, same thing, Arcadia is another one that I know, like, when certain moves are going to be hit. You know, like, before the fact. So you, obviously, I knew because, like, you know, I've been supporting you a long time. So I was like, okay, yes. But, like, I can't. Cole Radrick was kind of hard for me to, like, pick.
Yeah, Cole Radrick was there. That was another cool aspect of the Masked Wrestlers. I was eliminated first round, but I did get to work with someone that that I may not have got to work with otherwise. Hopefully I get to work with again really soon.
Definitely.
But, yeah, so that was another interesting development of it, is that these people – you're wrestling some people that you may not get to wrestle otherwise.
Yeah, you never know. And that's the beautiful thing about the indie scene, is like matches that, you know, or people that are out there you might not think might happen. Or even like the people that, whether they got let go of like WWE and then come back into the indies, like, that you never thought was going to happen are happening. And like, look, Nick Wayne and Will Ospreay.
Oh, man, that's insane. I couldn't believe that announcement.
Yeah. It's like, shout out to him. I mean, like, I had clipped the part on the interview that I was like, oh, we talked about this on the podcast. And look, 6 months later, not even six months later. It's like,
that's got to be every fast paced, like, flippy guy's dream match as well. Ospreay, because he just does it better than.
Yeah.
He just does it so good.
Hey, dream match. You never know. Like, maybe down the line.
Yeah, now dreams are becoming reality for.
Yeah.
Wayne, huh?
Yeah. So, hey, you never know. Like, you know, I mean, maybe there's somebody in your brain that, like, you're like, Anybody you're thinking of, like, right now, shoot your shot, because you never know, like, what happens on this podcast and could happen in reality.
I mean, I have a ton of, when it comes to, like unrealistic dream matches, I don't think about that stuff too often, mm-hmm. but, I have a lot of, like, people that I would love to wrestle eventually, you know, I don't know if I'm quite ready for it yet, but yeah, like, definitely Will Ospreay, like, I wouldn't want to wrestle Will Ospreay next week, you know, I think I need to level up a little bit before I go do something like that. And that's the same thing with a lot of my dream matches, is I just want to have them, but I want to have them when I'm, like, when I'm very confident and feel like it's time. Like, I really want to wrestle Joey Janela as well. Yeah. I love Joey. Will Ospreay is definitely one. And just all those top guys, like Alex Zane.
Yeah.
They're all so good, and I would love to wrestle them someday. Someday.
Give it to me. I want it. Johnny had wrote before you said, Johnny's like, Dylan versus Alex Zane, and then he also wrote you versus Blake Christian.
Blake's another one.
Yeah.
He's so good. So good.
So good. I know when you're at, and we're going to talk about that next, let's talk about Ebo Night in New York. and I know, like, you came and sat with me. We talked for a little bit, and you were saying that you want to wrestle Effie. Effie was like another one that you were talking about.
I would want to wrestle Effie forever. He came to H2O one time, and it was when me, Mark, and Austin had a triple threat. Mm-hmm. It was, I forgot what the show was called. Oh, it was Matt's retirement party show. Mm-hmm. It's on IWTV. Mm-hmm. And I remember just from that night, like, after our match, Effie came up, and he just had the nicest things to say. And he just truly enjoyed everything that we did. And he told me, like, that he enjoys my stuff a lot. And I was like, wow, this is Effie. Like, you're awesome.
Yeah.
So ever since that day, I was like, yeah, Effie's definitely one of them as well. I'd love to wrestle Effie.
Let's make this happen. I really do see, like, a lot of these matches happening in the future. Like,
oh, I could.
I really do. Perfect. Really do. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I'll be there front row, support all this, you know, craziness. but let's talk New York City. Let's talk Emo Night. It's like the show is made for you, right?
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I love the Emo Night. I hope that he does it every year, because I will be there every year for it.
So talk to us a little bit about, like, that experience, something different that he created. You know, a lot of people got to be on the show, like, shit, like, you guys wild out, like,
yeah, that show was, man, even the music, everything about that show was so just different from a normal wrestling show, you know. There was musical performances were super cool. Marco Stunt was, like, such a surprise to me.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. But for me personally, it was just like another opportunity to wrestle somebody who I thought for a long time was awesome.
Yeah,
with Everett Connors.
Yeah,
it just felt like a big opportunity, and yeah, I vibed with the show super well. Yeah, I love that show a lot. I hope he does it every year.
Yeah, I think. Well, let's hope, because it seemed like a big hit that everybody was interested in. If you weren't there to, like, experience this in person, you know, like, it was real. I was like, okay, I have to come to this show. It's gonna be fun, and it really was.
That was a great, great idea from GCW.
It really was. Something different, very different. Johnny says, what's your thoughts on Austin, Luke, Ross, and Bradley, and Kennedy Copeland going rogue in H2O?
I mean, I'm a little out of the loop when it comes to that whole, but they seem to want to get a point across. And I hope, I mean, as a former friend of Austin, I hope that he comes around eventually. And Ross and Bradley, too.
Yeah,
you know, it's a shame to see the crimes that they're committing.
Well, we'll see what happens. You guys got to go tune in on the 20th, see what's going to happen. A lot of chaos going on that show. So tune on in.
It definitely intrigues me to see what they're capable of doing now, you know.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot.
A lot of craziness. So let's also talk Sean Henderson. Shout out to him. Sean Henderson presents, puts on a lot of great shows. You know, we saw you wrestle Ryan Red X. You know, I love him. I got to make an interview happen with him because he's so good. You know, and, you know, you left. You know, it was like, loser leaves town. Now you're back.
Loser leaves town, yeah. I did deserve it.
But you're back, and you earned, like, you know, you said, if I win this match, you know, can I earn my way back? Obviously, you know, at the last Sean Henderson show, you're back. Yes. And you're going to be teaming up with Ryan, you know.
Yeah.
So
interesting move from Sean there. Very interesting move.
So how is that, you know, wrestling Ryan, and now you're going to team with him. Just working with, like, Sean.
I mean, working with Sean. I've been on the first... I've been here since the beginning. Working with Sean is amazing. Me and him are really good friends in real life. And, yeah, I just love everything that he has great ideas for matches. He's a he's a very good mind when it comes to this. So not hard to work for him. He gives me a ton of fun matches that I love. When it comes to tagging, I mean, it's against Austin and Benetti. So, like, whether, you know, whether me and Ryan are on the best of terms or not right now, I'm sure we're going to get the job done against those two. They deserve it, so.
Yeah. So, should be watching Sean Henderson.
I feel like me and him, just stylistically, can mesh well, you know? We kind of cover up each other's soft spots, you know? Like, he's not very much of a fast-paced, crazy wrestler, and I'm not much of a slow-paced, tactical wrestler.
Yeah.
You know? So, we both... the best of both worlds there.
Yeah, it's nice to see the different styles sometimes, you know, like, it really makes really interesting matches, and he's really, really good. I'd like to see more of Ryan.
He's very good.
He's very good, and I know he's helped trained a lot of people too, so to watch even his match with Big Red, you know, it was kind of like a huge match for me to sit and
I was a big fan of his match with Big Red. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Big Red.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Red. We love Big Red around here. I always bust his chops with Video Game of the Week. I love it. So, and then we're going to talk about another thing. Again, like, I'm breaking out all these matches. These are all matches that are, like, I love to death. But, you know, you scared me a little bit, okay? And I yell at all you guys. Like, I hate to see you guys work in these death matches. And I love death matches, okay? But let's be real here. I don't want to see you guys get hurt. It makes me very sad. Makes me very nervous. I was sad that I wasn't there for your first death match. But I'm kind of happy that I wasn't, because I was going to be very upset.
Yeah, that death match is quite the story too. Me and Jimmy are good. Like, I've known Jimmy for a while now. I love Jimmy Lloyd, but yeah. Lucky couldn't. It was supposed to be him and Lucky 13 originally.
Right. Yeah.
And then this is like true story. Like, I get called while I'm at work. I get called. I think it's Jimmy that calls me, and he just asks me if I want to do a death match with him. And at first, you know, the very obvious answer that popped in my head was no, I don't want to do that. But the more I kind of sat and I thought about it, I was like, it's Jimmy. You know, he's my friend. He's an awesome deathmatch wrestler. I just saw the opportunity and I thought it was it could be fun, a fun story to have. So on 3 hours notice, 3 hours before the show, I'm still at work. I said yeah to doing it. And then I think me and him had a really, really good death match. Mm-hmm. That might be biased, but I think that we did a great job.
You guys did, but you guys give me a heart attack. But that's me. You know, like, I'm biased in that sense because I've yelled at plenty of people. I've done it to Austin Luke, too. I yelled at him. He's like, I want to do another death match. I was like, no! Like, no, stay away!
Yeah, Austin has done a couple of death matches. And Mathers, too. He's going crazy with it.
I know.
Everybody.
Yeah, we talked about it when Alex
I've never intended on doing that. Like, that was never even a thought in my brain, was like, get glass and stuff. And barbed wire still scares me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just like the spur of the moment had me thinking, you know what, I think I can handle it. I was also curious to see if I could handle it, you know? I have a very weird relationship with my pain tolerance. So I just wondered if, just to see if I could dip my toe in that water and if it would come out good. And I think it did, so.
Are you doing any more? Am I going to have, like, a heart attack here? Are you planning on doing any more? Like,
I mean, as of right now, I am in that tag team deathmatch tournament at H2O. My partner's Lucky 13.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that we've been announced.
Yeah, you have been announced. Okay. Yeah, you guys have been announced.
So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting – let's see if it wasn't just me and Jimmy. Let's see if I can actually hang in these death matches.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to need a Xanax. You guys make me nervous. Just like Alex Zane did his... See? It's always been Jimmy, too. And he did it with Jimmy. Look what happened. Like,
he got like glass in his eye or something, right?
Yep, he did.
So. Yeah, that's a really scary one. And that's one that my friends really beat into my head after the fact. You know, like, all my friends were like, dude, you're so crazy for that. And I was like, oh, whatever, it was fine, I'm fine. And they were like, yeah, but you could have not been fine. And then they ran through all these scenarios where I wasn't fine. And I was like, yeah, I didn't really think about any of that.
Oh, God. I mean, so much.
I don't think you can, really.
Nah, you can't. The respect, you know, out to all the deathmatch wrestlers. I love it. I love deathmatch wrestling. I'm all in on it. I'm on front row. I know I get hit with glass, light tubes, all that stuff. I'm in it. But a lot of you guys that have had this conversation with a lot of the, you know, a lot of you flippy guys, I get like nervous. I'm like, just stay flippy. Like, I don't want you in the deathmatch scene. Like,
I feel like it's an interesting opportunity to blend those two realms together. You know, deathmatch wrestling.
It is
have
interesting. I don't like the after effect of it, of me being nervous. And like I said, you know, like Alex Zane, that made me like really, really nervous. Johnny's actually, are you going to TOS? I think I'm actually missing that this year because I have plans of like different promotions I want to hit up this year. So I think I'm passing on TOS, but you never know. Yes. I can change my mind. We'll see how that goes. So, okay, let's talk NFW. So shout out to Cody. Love ya. We just had him on last week with Matt Vertigo. We broke down the entire card. So if you guys are very interested, go back on that episode after this interview. It's going to be live Friday on IWTV. You have an undefeated streak in NFW. So
I do.
You do. It's huge. That's awesome. So you've had great matches. Gabriel Sky, love him. Been on the podcast. Yes. We talked about you guys too. You know, obviously he yelled at me. He told me not to cheer for you, that I should be booing you pretty much during that. So, but again, like, you've had some great matches. You won the scramble, you know, so now you're teaming up with Reed on Friday against, with the Vlog Bro University. So, are you ready for this? There are another ones that have been a little on a undefeated streak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They beat MSP the last show. Are you ready for it? Talk to us about that, or talk to us about NFW.
It's just a shame that their undefeated streak's going to have to end.
Ooh.
Yeah, me and Reed have never, we've never teamed before, but just from, you know, I wrestled him a couple times, and we trained together a lot. I could tell me and him are going to have no problem clicking as a tag team. It's going to be easy, natural. And I think these guys have been a tag team for a while, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good test for me and Reed. If anything, I look at it like that. But, yeah, I can't go have my undefeated streak broken now, can I?
No. No. I don't know. Nope. So if you guys are interested with Vlog City, Vlog Bro University, there's so many tag teams. I mix them all up. But you can check out the interview as well. So great guys. I'm sure they're going to talk a lot of smack too. So, all right. So let's do some of these fan tweets that I got here. So we got one from Sean Henderson.
Yeah,
he said, what is Dylan's favorite Insane Clown Posse song?
Oh, my God. So, that's a little background joke that me and him have. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how it started. But, I don't have a favorite Insane Clown Posse song.
Now you gotta tell, like, the joke, though. Like,
I mean, it was... It's just they are funny. Their music's kind of... Their music is very funny, I will say that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't even know any of their songs. It was just like, what was it that sparked that? I forget what the setup to the joke was. It was just, now we listen to Insane Clown Posse when we're together.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes he'll throw it on in the car as a joke. Or, I mean, maybe he really loves them or something. I don't know. Maybe he's a secret. So I forget what they call the fans of that.
Oh, the Juggalos.
Oh, the Juggalos. Yeah, Juggalo. Maybe he's low-key a Juggalo. But, yeah, I don't know the names of any of their songs. I just know that they're funny. They're really funny. I will say that.
Oh, my God. It's like, when he wrote that, it gave me flashback because I'm so much older than you guys. And I remember being, like, 18, and I was dating some guy who was obsessed, had the tat, everything, little hatchet guys and everything.
Who are very into it, too. Yeah,
yeah, like, so I know some of the songs. So that's why it made me laugh, because it gave me, like, a flashback. And I was like, damn, I'm old. Like, I was like, I remember, like, seeing, like, the shirts and the albums and FYE, you know, like, which barely exist anymore. So
yeah.
It made me laugh. So thank you, Sean, for that.
They were surprisingly into wrestling.
Yeah, they are.
Like, had their own indie promotion and mm-hmm. stuff, I think.
Do they? I don't even know. Like, I don't even keep up with
them. And then they were on TV.
Yeah. I think they were in a match or something. I think I saw something like years ago that.
So I mean, hell, they're doing something right. Yeah.
That's hysterical. So maybe you and Sean should team up together and do like the face paint. You know, like come out as a team.
Don't give Sean any ideas. He's already written that one down. It's already happening.
I love Sean. I can't wait. Heal up fast, Sean. I miss
Sean
you.
Sean is gonna. I'm probably gonna get texted by him right now, and he's gonna tell me we are just.
Well, we'll see what happens. So you guys, stay tuned. You never know what's gonna happen. All right. So fan tweet from Charlotte. She goes, if Dylan could steal a move from someone, who would it be and which one? And then her second question is, best and worst thing about tagging with Marcus?
All right, so the move stealing. So I actually get some heat from my friends for move stealing. I guess. So let me not sound like a move stealer here. But I did take one of my main moves that I use now from one of my friends who doesn't wrestle anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's the, I don't know if you would even be able to guess it. It's the, you know, the running brain buster in the corner that
yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not come up with that. I did take that from a friend of mine named Danny Gallagher. So it was just, it was so funny to see that question because like, it's just a little joke that they do where it's like, you steal all my moves, you know, mm-hmm. But it was funny that she asked that because I do get a lot of joke heat about stealing moves. But if I could steal somebody's moves, it would probably be like everything that Demoris does.
Oh no.
not even because I think his moves are so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's so innovative and I just like physically couldn't even do them. Like right. I'm not capable of picking people up and throwing them around the same way that he does.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, if I could, definitely Demoris stuff. Demoris is really cool. I like all of his, he does a lot of crazy moves. But best and worst part about tagging with Mark, I don't know, me and Mark haven't been tagging as much as we used to lately.
Yeah.
But I'd say the best part of tagging with him would be just tagging with, you know, I feel like me and him gelled very well.
Mm-hmm.
Tagging with a friend is always easier. You know, it was just nice to have a personal bond with your tag partner, you know. It wasn't like we weren't cool, you know.
Right.
Worst thing. I mean, I don't know. What can I really say? I guess I don't have an answer for that. The worst thing about tagging with him.
Well, that's good though.
Yeah, well,
unless he's like stealing snacks or something like that.
Maybe the worst thing about tagging with him is that he does all my stuff now.
Ooh.
Calling out Mark on that one.
Ooh. Yeah. Damn it, Mark. No, but that's fun to like see you guys wrestled each other, you know, then you get to tag. I mean, you guys traveled together to different promotions.
Yeah,
again.
We did have quite the run there.
Yeah,
we did,
which is so fun. So I mean, I hope to see that, you know, more places. You know, I like the mix again. I go back to, you know, you guys teaming against Nick Wayne and Jack Cartwell.
It was such a fun match.
It was good. I'd like to run that match back.
Me and him are kind of on two different waves as a wrestler. I guess that could be where, you know, he's a very fiery, charismatic character,
right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I kind of like that personally. But I'm sure some people don't like that. Don't like seeing tag partners come out kind of on different pages, mm-hmm. you know.
I thought it was good.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. So, but I love again like scramble matches that you're in or your singles. Like again. So much.
We did a ton of scrambles together too.
Yeah. Yeah. I love scrambles. Scrambles are a personal favorite of mine. I love spot fests like crazy. It always makes me pop.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that, of course, as well.
so good. All right, let's do something dear to my heart, wrestling with positivity. We always talk about, you know, there's so much negative in the world of social media and wrestling. So I like to focus on the positive. So I think, you know, like, again, this has been a year since you've been on. You know, is there anything that comes to mind, something maybe you've done for a wrestler, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe something, you know, you've done for a fan, anything, you know, that we wouldn't normally hear about that you could share?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I do get a lot of, like, positive feedback kind of privately, like in my email and messages and stuff. Some fans messaged me telling me that I encourage them to train, or, and that's always a good thing to hear. Yeah. You know, I like to hear that I've encouraged some type of positivity in in the wrestling world. But yeah, I mean, even I can't even begin to explain how much positive has been done for me in wrestling, especially me, from like Matt and Preacher training me to just getting all the opportunities that I got. And that was all kindness, you know, all positive. But a minor specific one would be fans yelling at me at shows to get merch made so that they could buy it from me.
Hello. How long have I been saying this?
I gotta be the longest reigning like pro wrestler that hasn't got merch made at this point.
Fans love this shit. I mean, Jesus, I have Maria like do your shooting star in art, and that should be a shirt. Yeah.
I have so much anxiety with like what is what should be put on a shirt, and I don't know, like I get so weird about it. Like,
why?
Like, I don't know. I just can't come to, I don't have a lot of logo. I mean, I have my brother working on some art for me now. Mm-hmm. So very soon
I'm just gonna like take Maria's artwork that she drew me for you, and I'm just gonna put it on a shirt. That's it. That I'm just gonna do. It's gonna be like a one of a kind. Like, I've been meaning to do that, and I have to just like do it, because
there are some one of a kind Dylan McKay shirts out there that fans have made. That's another cool one.
Really? That's awesome to see. Yeah, I need to do that. I need to put that on a shirt because you're not doing it.
No, yeah.
I want to be supportive. So, and then like pins, and like, meanwhile, Marcus is putting out shit like every week.
Yeah, we're polar opposites right there. Right?
we gotta get you some merch, because the fans are very supportive and want to be supportive. So we need some Dylan McKay merch. So
yeah, it's the same group of people that like mostly every show I go to. They're there and they're yelling at me. They know who they are. Hopefully they're watching this.
So yeah, make them some merch, guys. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they just got to do it for you. Just
yeah,
make
I
it.
Mean, yes, I will definitely not. That would be very helpful. Please design my merch for me.
Just make him some merch. There you go. We're just gonna make him some merch. So, like we're almost like halfway through the year. Like, what are like your goals for like the rest of 2022?
That's crazy that we're halfway through this
I
year
know.
Already.
It flew by.
I don't know. Goals. I would just love to kind of delve back into wrestling as deep as I was into it. Mm-hmm. Last year I had that big rise, and after the fallout of all that, I don't know, I kind of took a break, kind of stopped giving it my all. So I would like to lean back into, before I even like expect to like put out goals and opportunities that I want, I would like to feel like I've earned them first, you know, and start trying as hard as I used to, start going to training more often, get my body get in shape, more in shape, and then I can start worrying about like what I'd want to accomplish in wrestling. But for right now, it's more of a physical thing for me, like more of a personal one. I would like to accomplish some personal achievements now.
Okay, so I have one final question for you. If you guys have anything else, drop it into the chat, and then we'll talk about what's coming up next. So, you know, we asked you this again a year ago. You know, there's a lot of fans that tune in, whether they started training, shout out to Sky, you know, or thinking about training, you know, what's a, you know, year later, like what's a piece of advice that you would give those, you know, amateur or, you know, inspired wrestlers out there?
Ah, wow. It's crazy that to even think that I'm capable of giving advice this early on. Yeah, I'd say don't make the same mistake I did, by kind of falling out of it. You know, if you're going to, I came to that initial, like, I'm going to dedicate everything to this. And I did. I, like, went crazy with it, but then I stopped dedicating everything to it. And if you really want it, then, yeah, just don't give in to those thoughts, you know, of maybe I should stop, maybe, no, definitely just keep pushing. If it's a dream of yours, never stop, keep going. As hard as it gets. Because it can get pretty hard, wrestling. It can get pretty demotivating, but just don't let anything demotivate you.
I mean, I think it's like a great, like, you know, advice that you could give somebody. Never give up, right? Like, just keep going.
Just in everything, yeah. But wrestling especially. Because, like, it's easy to get down on yourself, you know? Like, maybe you're not wrestling as much as you used to, or There's a ton of things that could happen in wrestling. It's a very, even personal problems happen a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, just don't stop, don't slow down. Wrestling, this is gonna sound like a harsh quote, but this quote kind of helped me a lot with it. Somebody told me that, because I just dealt with that and I was kind of down and out for a little bit, and he just said that wrestling, you know, wrestling doesn't care. Wrestling's gonna keep moving, you know. Wrestling's gonna keep going on, so just, you know, level up with it. Don't slow down, or else it's gonna pass you by, you know.
Yeah. Well, and then you got the fans that always are going to be supportive and always going to be here, you know, so even if you need that mental break or whatever, or an injury, you know, there's a lot of people that I reach out to even on injury.
Injury is a rough one, too. Yeah.
Like Matt Mikowski, every once in a while, I send out a tweet. I was like, I miss you, like, or shout out to TJ Crawford. I always like talk about him. Like,
I'm sure that stuff goes a thousand miles, too.
Yeah.
With stuff like that. I'm lucky enough to have not had like a huge injury yet, yeah. But
knock on wood.
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
No, none of that. No more death matches. No more.
Yeah.
None of that.
I should take it easy with the death matches though. But I believe me, I'm not gonna go super crazy with it.
Yeah. Oh man. Crazy. All right, so let's put up the flyers here with what's coming up. So right now, again, this Friday, you'll be at NFW, again, teaming up with Reed versus Vlogbro University. Okay, like, don't break that streak. Don't break it.
I'm confident enough. Me and Reed got more than enough.
Reed became a flippy guy. Like, what happened? Like, Reed was like...
I mean, yeah, he does that flip senton. Yeah, he busted out a couple of run shooters and stuff, too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, who's this? And he's like, flippy guy. I was like... Okay, I'm
Reed
here.
Got it all.
I'm here with it. Like, let's go. Let's freaking go. So it's nice to see him too. Another one that's been breaking out as well. You know, he was at JCW, right?
Like, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. He did get his JCW opportunity. Yeah. Tagging with Jimmy too. Yeah.
That was great. I saw Sean popped on Twitter. He saw my post. He was like, "This is awesome." And then, you know, again, Wrestling Open, we've been seeing him. And I think he was on Violence and Suffering, too, I think.
Right? Yeah, he was. He wrestled Robert Martyr, right?
Mm-hmm. So shout out to, you know, so again, I love seeing you guys succeed at, again, like, even coming on the podcast a year later, so much to talk about. Again, like, we just, like, broke down a whole bunch of matches of yours. And again, like, I'm so excited to see where you go from here. You know, don't forget me when you get signed. Like,
No, I won't forget any of
this. I always say that. And again, you said Treebot's tag team deathmatch tournament, which is going to be really, really exciting. So some interesting tag teams, you and Lucky 13. You guys have had some of the best feuds also at H2O. I think actually the first time that I came to when I physically came into the building, you and Lucky had wrestled.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was like, so it's going to be really I was like, oh, this is an interesting pairing that I'm all for. I love Lucky.
Yeah, I love Lucky. He's super great. Good, yeah.
I wish they would, like, book him more, like, at other places. And I know we talked about this with a couple other wrestlers.
Yeah, it's an interesting little, I don't know why. He's super talented. He should be all over the place.
Was it Gabriel Sky that said, or somebody had said on the podcast that his first love's, like, baseball or something, so, and then he does wrestling on the side.
Yeah.
But he is one of the best. I know me and Casey Cattell talked about it, that's one of her bucket list of matches to happen, her and Lucky.
That's awesome, yeah.
So I'm really excited to see, you know, where you guys go in the tournament. Please, like, don't get crazy so I don't have a heart attack.
Yeah, there's not a lot of information out about, like, even, I don't even think we know who we're wrestling yet.
No. No. Well, so this is why you gotta stay tuned, guys. The 21st tag team tournament. So.
Keep a lookout. I'm probably more nervous. I'm super nervous about it.
Oh no, it's gonna be. Or we're not gonna make him nervous. It's funny because I go back and I always talk about one of my favorite pay per views is Heir to Thy Throne, and you, Austin, and Marcus have one of, like, my favorite matches. And I'd love for Matt to bring this back.
Yes.
You know, it would be great to see another Heir to Thy Throne. But you guys have
a ton of people who consider that a death match, but I don't know.
I don't feel like that was full because it was, like, mostly thumbtacks for you guys, right?
Packs, yeah.
It was just thumbtacks. So that I could deal with.
Chairs.
Yeah, that I could deal with. It's the...
That's crazy. Thumbtacks you can deal with? Yeah, I guess glass is a little crazy.
No, the glass, like, the full-on... Because that's hardcore, I feel like. You know? And then, like, a full-on death match with your barbed wire, your glass, your light tubes. That's when you guys start making me nervous. But yet I like it so much, but it's when you guys do it, I get nervous. So that's the difference. So that's why I would say you guys are all my kids and, like... You know, I get a little nervous for it, but yeah. So tell everybody if they're not following you, where they can follow you, all that fun stuff to support you.
Yeah, all my social media is at the Dylan McKay. I'm almost at 1,000 Twitter followers, so I'd love to hit that soon. That'd be pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just at the Dylan McKay on everything. I'm pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Just Instagram, Twitter. I don't really have any other crazy forms of social media. So.
And we're gonna get him merch eventually.
Yeah.
Gonna get a merch
set up, a merch like a event that you could win.
Yeah, just somebody
the best
do
merch
it
design.
Somebody do it. Melissa's in the chat. She says Azalea is waving hi. Azalea, I hope you feel better. I know she's sick, so feel better. So well, I guess that's gonna wrap us up. So, you know, thank you again for coming back on, chatting with us, giving us an update for all the fun matches that you have. Again, there's so many more. We could spend like hours breaking down everything, but I wanted to talk about those particular matches with you.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I don't do this often, so.
Well, I appreciate it.
To go down memory lane and remember some of those matches.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that you came on and chatted with us again. So you know that you will always be one of my favorites. Sorry to anybody who gets jealous out there. Suck it, pretty much. As I know, I have those few that get mad at me. I love you guys, like, you know, but, you know, like I always said, Dylan was the one that caught me at H2O with the shooting star press. So that was it. If
yes,
you do shooting star
OG
press, do that or a beautiful bridge, you're in. Like, you're in for me. So
the bridges, yeah.
That's the next thing you got to do. Oh, that's okay. You do the shooting star press, so that's it. I'm good. You're solid. So, like, so, but, yeah, so good luck Friday. I'll see you Friday at NFW. You know, I will have an Indie Talks episodes for you guys also, so make sure you're subscribed to Indie Wrestling Corner. Definitely look out for that. You never know who I'm going to interview backstage. A lot of great wrestlers on it. Make sure you're watching it on IWTV as well. Also, go support JCW, GCW, Vile Suffering, H2O, all the great promotions out there. So, but, you know, $10 a month for IWTV, can't do you wrong. So, well, guys, thank you again so much for hanging out with us. Thanks for all your questions, all the love. I appreciate the hell out of you guys. So you know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.